Hey, 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 what's up there, cave dwellers? How you doing?
Happy Memorial Day. Today we're recording another Warped Vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
On Memorial Day, you know what they say, there ain't no rest for the wicked, so that's why we're not even celebrating Memorial Day. We're just listening to some tunes.
That's right, that's right. And on today's episode, it's my turn to bring a vinyl, so I actually just picked up this record. I personally haven't even listened to it myself, but I'm a big fan of this artist. He's a solo prog shredder guy.
Don't tell me. To be American is Dave Matthews Band.
Close.
Oh, okay.
This guy, he hails from the land down under. None other. He's just, you know it's going to be dope when the artist just has one name, simply known as Pelini.
Pelini?
Pelini.
Pelini. Oh, I love that, bro.
So, without further ado, we're going to get into this record. I believe this is his sophomore album, just released this year. He started out as a bedroom guitarist, putting out videos online. He got really popular, and then he started making music with other people. And yeah, story goes on, and here's his new record coming up. Yep. All right, and the record here, sorry about that.
It's called Seven Grain Rye.
Nah, Impulse Voices.
Oh, Impulse.
Impulse.
Impulse Voices. So is it all instrumental or he sings too?
Yeah, it's all instrumental.
Okay, good. We got plenty of talking to do. Rolls for days, guys.
Yeah, he actually did a few years back. It's probably maybe a good 4 or 5 years now, but he did an EP because for a while he wasn't putting out records. He was just putting out like EP records every year or something.
So what's like an EP, like a couple songs?
It's anything like under 30 minutes. Like I don't know what's the designation for a full length album, but it's like
a little snippet.
Yeah, well, anyways, the EP is like usually like 20 minutes or 15 minutes, something like that. But he did one with that one drummer we saw at NAMM, Marco Miniman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he did a recording with him, and fuck, that one's sick. I think, let me see who he
has. So is every song like a different artist? Like,
no.
It's all made by the same people.
No, usually, like, if he, if he uses the same people, I guess, for the same records, I guess sometimes he might trade off, like,
one or two.
Yeah, you know, I mean, these guys, they're all the homies, they all play, so.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, right here live, fuck, that bass would just be kicking.
Have you ever seen him live?
Yeah, I've seen him live a couple times. Okay. I actually saw him in, last time I seen him when I was in Arizona.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they did a tour. So I was like, hey, I told one of the homies, like, hey, fuck it. Let's go see Pelini. He's like, I never heard of him, Molly. You're going to like it. Let's go. You like Shred? They're pretty dope. And then I think on that tour, although I didn't see him, but I saw a little bit of it. But the other guitar player from Animals Leaders, not Tosin, but Javier, he was playing on that tour, like his solo stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So at the end of the show, like, they all came out, everybody was like a Shred fest. I was like, fuck.
Damn. So how old is this guy? He's like a Justin Bieber of the Shred?
Kind of. Like, he's in his mid-20s, probably.
Damn, fucker.
Yeah.
These young guys just fucking shredding from the fucking, the womb.
24, 25, something like that.
How young do you think he picked up the guitar?
Who knows?
Sounds like he's playing a Sterling right there. A music man.
Nah, Strandberg. Yeah, the one thing about this guy, it's like, I trip out on him. He's able to get like a really stupid sounding professional recording, which is from his bedroom, like in his place.
So he's Billie Eilish in it.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah. That's the thing about these young people nowadays. Fucking YouTube, Reddit, you can do everything from home now.
Yeah.
To crypto. Sound professional.
Yeah. Crypto.
Yeah.
Let's not talk about that.
I know, you just pissed me off.
I just figured, you know, put something mellow, kind of on that shroom come down. So I was like, I don't want nothing too aggressive or fucking crazy. I was like, I'm just trying to chill right now.
Yeah, going through changes, my man.
I lost a lot of sleep last night. I had to take some melatonin. Changes, all of the above. Yeah.
Oof. It's a nice one for a good shroom hangover.
Hey, do you know who Guthrie Govan is?
Nope.
Oh. Yeah.
What is he?
He's a shredder, but he's been around for like a while. And like, if you're like a musician's musician type of guy, and yeah, I would say his style like borrows a lot of stuff from him. If you ever, I wish I had his record on vinyl. It's fucking
what does he play?
Oh, he plays guitar.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this guy was just making YouTube videos, and then someone just hit him up, or what?
Well, I know he was doing some YouTube covers and
or
stuff.
What's
like
the other
that?
One that everyone, all the rappers, what is it? SoundCloud?
Kind of. As far as I know him, like, he would put out his recordings, and then, like, there's actually a few guys like that where they made demos and recorded music at home. And then, like, obviously with the internet, it's really easy to share it. Mm-hmm. So they started going on forums. And, yeah, he started sharing it. And it's just like, you know, like, when something's good, like, people are going to, obviously, they're going to gravitate towards that. Or
yeah.
And, yeah, I guess the right people heard him. And he got signed. I think he might be independent, but.
So he basically put out that music calling card. Like, hey, this is what I wrote. Yeah. Anyone want to chime in and add something to it?
Like, for a while, though, he was just doing all the production himself. Like, he would record, obviously, guitars, bass, but he was just using, like, a sample drum track type of thing, like, where he's programming the drums. But then, like, I thought the music was good, but then I always thought to myself, I was like, wait till he gets, like, a full band. Like, this is then is really going to pop off. And then, for sure, once he started jamming with other people and recording, I was like, yeah, it went to the next level.
Everyone throws in their flavors and whatnot, changes it up a little bit. Like right here, fucking heavy. It's like some perfect barbecue music right here. I can see myself kicking up some ribs or something, some short ribs, some carne asada.
Chilling right by the beach, boy.
Drinking a Red Stripe.
This is some real laid back stuff. Like I said, I don't want to get too crazy. I'm on that come down, so I'm like, I gotta relax. And then all of a sudden it was 4 a.m.
Yeah.
What?
Started hearing the birds waking up. Good morning, Joe.
They're like, hey, Joe, shut the fuck up.
So when you're like, oh man, no sleep, the nightmares are coming into your head. Songs. Can't wait for that day. Shout out to you, Paul, wherever you are, at a thrift shop, scavenging, hunting, doing that American picker shit.
Hells yeah.
So far, heavy and slow.
That is the first time I heard this record, so I really don't even know what to expect, to tell you the truth.
Oh, no.
I think this song is called Perfume.
Perfume?
Yep.
Some patchouli oil, guys. And gals.
How's that coconut water, Doc?
Fucking good. Crunchy.
I can tell. Sounds like a mukbang on here.
Yeah, if you guys don't know, this is like the, I think the first sober board vinyl I've had since October.
Oh, yeah.
Boy got to go on to side hustle. It's a school night for me, guys. Take that drum set for a walk. Let's get jazzy right here.
Ooh, I like that.
Saw it coming.
Yeah, honestly, I trip out on this young generation. It's like, yeah, no, we don't need a studio and we don't need labels. We can just do it at home.
Yeah, basically.
And they just figure everything out. Like, now, even with the technology, too, it's like, okay, we're going to record on the computer, and we don't even need real amps anymore either. We could just use plugins and programs. It's like amps. Amp simulators and, like
Pro Tools.
And even then, like, you could record sounds, too, on the drums. I'm like, hey, I don't really like the way that sounded. And they could tweak it, and it's just like, fuck.
Yeah, that's why I trip out. I was listening to this one podcast with Post Malone, if you guys don't know, our good friend. It comes in from time to time. But he was saying, yeah, with all these programs and everything, Pro Tools, he's like, yeah, you can basically feed a wolf of dogs with that. But now, what are you saying?
I think I was hearing some dog samples.
That's what I'm working on.
Was that the barking dog?
Nah, it's part two of Lou, Who Let the Dogs Out? Produced by Joe. But no, he was saying, he's like, you just get together with one of your friends, an artist, and just sit down and just push record and fuck with and push all the buttons and see what you come up with. And he's like, say, damn, you go back and I'm like, man, I made that song?
Right.
Oh shit, the trip's coming back, Joe.
Flashbacks.
I think I just cracked my back. It's coming back. So how many people are in this band? No, they have guitar, bass, drums. It has to be keyboards. Or one of these talented fucks doing both.
Like three guys.
Oh damn.
But like he has guest people come in and fill in like synths or whatever, but really like the core, I think when I seen him, they're a four piece. Mm-hmm. So he's playing leads or he trades off with another guitar player, bass player and drums. Mm-hmm. Basically. But yeah, I mean, three guys essentially record all the main stuff, and then they have other people, other homies who play keys or synths, do layers and all that stuff. It's amazing what you can do with just
little programs and pros.
Yeah. You know, speaking about this guy, when we saw him a couple years ago, I think open up NAMM, I think in 2019-ish, mm-hmm. right? That's probably like 3 years now.
BC. Before COVID.
When we saw him, it was funny because one of our old coworkers at the other job, who's RIP, I don't know what happened to him, but... He hung out with a lot of these guys. Like, I don't know, he had some connection with somebody there where he had a mutual friend. And he said before that gig, the one that we saw him at, he said him and the other guitar player, like, legit locked themselves in a room for like a whole day straight. Like, they didn't come out only to like eat and piss. They were like so fucking nervous. They're like, dude, we gotta learn these songs. Like,
yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause you're learning other people's songs. Yeah. So it's like, you have to nail them, you know? Like they were fucking shitting it. He's saying like, yeah, they didn't come out of the room like for anything. They just were stuck in there just practicing.
Those two Australian guys?
Yeah.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
So this guy's Australian?
Yeah, I told you.
Oh, I don't remember.
Yeah. Damn, bro, that coconut water hitting different today.
Oh yeah. Put a little rum in there.
I was gonna say you want to take a tutu, but I don't know. You're gonna be like, much was that bag of chips?
75 cents, guys.
Hey, do you ever have anybody try to pull a fast one on you? Like, nah, that's not how much it costs. Type of shit.
Sometimes. Very rare.
Something like that. Nah. Like, what's the most common thing they try to get you on?
At the store?
Yeah, at the store. Like, do they ever try to swindle you?
The number one thing.
Fake money?
Nah. The sign says $9.99. Why is it $12.50? Because the sign also says plus tax and CRV.
Oh.
That's the most common one that people complain about.
I knew there was something.
But the sign says this. Yes, but it also says plus tax and CRV too.
What does CRV stand for?
I don't know. I have to ask Bruce on that one.
Mm.
So when we saw him, that was the first album or what?
Nah, they played a... Well, obviously they played with, like, different people. So they were playing a mix of each other's songs. So when we saw his stat set, it was like it was like an all-star thing. So they probably played, like, four songs of each person. Yeah, each artist. Yeah, something like that.
Damn, that is kind of nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
You gotta learn someone else's shit, then two more songs of someone else's shit.
And then on top of that, they were doing covers of other songs that weren't even there, so.
Yeah.
Fucking pretty gnarly.
Yeah, ridic. I still remember that Indian girl getting all down.
Ooh. Dahini?
Dohini? Yeah.
I forgot her.
We had Dahini and Palini in the same room? Damn, no wonder why it was hot in there. It was a fucking oven.
Yeah, shout out to Steptones. We seen them there too that night.
Shit be baking in there. I know we were pretty baked, that was for sure. I just remember that show, I had to take a mad shit. Oh, that was when we went to the fucking...
Mariscos.
Yeah, and San Pedro.
At the pier.
Yeah, don't ever do that, guys.
It went
right through me. Don't ever go to the San Pedro pier.
Fish market.
Yeah, fish market and go to a concert.
Directly. Dude, I just remember we were tripping balls when we were crossing that bridge. I'm like,
oh yeah,
I'm gonna fucking die on this bridge, bro.
Yeah, that shit was gnarly.
Oh yeah. Is that Bruno Mars?
Yeah, fuck that fucking pier. That pier, high, sober, it doesn't even matter. That pier always scares the shit out of me.
That bridge, you
mean? Oh yeah. Oh yeah, pier. Oh yeah, bridge. By the pier. Get to the pier.
Right by the pier, boy.
Man, to top it off, he's like, oh, you guys don't have tickets here. I need to take a shit. I don't need to listen to this bullshit.
That's right.
Yeah, someone's already in here using your tickets.
Fuck the fuck? Bro, I have an ID with my name on it. What are you talking about? Well, maybe you should protect your identity.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure, buddy.
This is another good barbecue song right here. Ooh. Pass me the coleslaw.
Honestly, I trip out, like, just to compare from, like, 10 years ago. Or maybe even a further back, maybe a little bit. But instrumental music wasn't even that popular.
Oh, hell no.
Like, it's always had that kind of, like, fan base. But now where it's just blown up, like, it's so popular. Like, a few years ago, I want to say maybe 3-4 years ago, around that time we saw that show, I went to, they were having a guitar clinic. He was at it, and I went over there to the Pasadena Guitar Center. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, fuck it, I'll go check it out.
I remember they used to have those, huh?
Yeah. And I seen a couple of them with Tosin and Nick Johnson, and I'm sure I'm forgetting somebody else, but yeah, that Pliny was there and he was showing off the guitars and just playing to backing tracks and stuff, and it's just like, I don't know, I guess what I'm trying to say is that's like, it's gotten so popular where like, now, you know, with the internet, it's like, they're making records at home, like, you don't need to be signed to a big label to get exposure now, so yeah, it's a trip. Like,
or even be popular in the music world.
Yeah,
It's like the big cats know the little cats.
I would still consider this kind of underground in a sense. Like, you're never going to hear this on the radio, like, top 40 shit. But
yeah, it's not going to be on the Billboard charts.
But you never know. Like, you know what was a trip? That he did a cover of Doja Cat.
Oh, yeah?
The Say So song. And he did a heavy metal, like, the genty version of it. Well, they ended up, her band or something was performing at some music award, and they actually sampled his shit and like used it, and he was just like, oh hey, Doja Cat, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they didn't give him no credit on nothing. But yeah, like shit like that happens, you know? Like,
yeah,
you do a cover of like a big artist and like, hey, I like that.
Yeah, technically they own it, so
I need to use that now. Yeah. All right, guys. Well, that was side one. That was, I think, Last Call, which was Last Call on that side. We'll be right back with side B.
So what do we got for side two?
This is the title track to the album, Impulse Voices.
I'm not going to even say it. Try to say that again.
Impulse Voices.
Impulse
Voices. You can't say Impulse?
Impulse.
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 There you go. Impulse.
Impulse buying and impulse voices.
Oh shit. This is what we're waiting for.
Oh yeah.
Ooh. Damn, is he using a 7th string? I think he's degenting.
Definitely a heavy track.
I see why the album was titled after this one. I like it. In that beginning part, when they first introduced this riff, kind of gave me a Deftones vibe a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit right here.
Yeah.
Even with the synths.
Yeah. Who does the synth for the Deftones? Chino?
Nah, the guy in the keyboard in the back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You
probably met the guy.
I don't know.
Went to a concert with him.
You're trying out synth keyboards in the
Roland section.
In the Roland section, he was right there next to you. Hey, what's up, bro?
That's what happens when you're the number one cave podcast in LA. Running into crazy people, ran into Peter Frampton.
Yeah, I even passed by. I know, maybe not everybody. I passed by, I was like, is that Vinny Caliuto? I was like, what the fuck? Man, you see everybody here.
Fucking Frankenstein, Doyle Wolf, Frankenstein.
Von Wolfgang?
Yeah, Von Wolfgang. That guy.
It's so comical to me, though, that guy, like how he gets dressed up like he's going to go play a show.
Yeah.
And I was like, bro, you're just an M, but or else who? Nobody would recognize him.
Yeah, I guess. Maybe if he wore like his normal, like, show the chest hair shirt, those high tops. You think Rob Zombie goes out? Nah, he seems like he's dressed as normal on like a daily go to Sprouts.
Maybe.
Or the Trader Joe's.
He's still weird, so who knows? He probably wears a mask.
Speaking about people that put makeup on and whatnot, and guitar clinics, I actually stumbled upon one, and the only one I went to was Guitar Center. I don't know if it was Pasadena, but it was right around the time, I want to say, he was doing his solo and probably doing most of his guitar playing, I want to say, with Marilyn Manson, but John 5.
Oh, you saw that?
Yeah. And honestly, I didn't like him at first. It's just like the weird makeup and all that stuff, and I didn't really care for the bands. I'm not really a Manson fan, so.
Dude, he actually shreds though.
Oh, I know. I follow him on Instagram, and just he's a Fender collector, I think.
He likes Tellys.
Yeah.
He's a Telly guy.
But yeah, he's sick shreds.
I trip out on that. Like, I don't know if I brought it up to you, but it's almost like with guitars or instruments or anything really, it's like, are you that Chevy or are you that Ford guy?
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
And like, everybody has their taste, like, when it comes to different shit, too, so.
And the thing about, because it's not obviously not one company that makes Cutlass or Telecasters or whatever, But it's like, are you a truck guy? Or are you a sedan guy?
Or are you a Ferrari guy?
Yeah. An exotic sports car kind of guy. Who do you think is an exotic sport fucking guitar?
Oof. Oh, there's a lot.
Would you say it depends on the cuts and creases, the shape?
Yeah, I mean,
obviously the pointy horny, like a horny guitar.
Let's put it this way. There's different levels of bougie all around.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's, like, high-end shit, and then there's, like, the high-end shit, like, yeah. Where it's, like, 20, 30 Gs type of guitar, acoustic guitars.
Well, what was it, the Santana's one? Oh. Like, that was, like, I think 50 Gs, yeah?
Like, nah.
45 or 40 Gs? Remember, yeah. It was an expensive haul that we were in. I just remember seeing price tags.
His is probably like $10,000.
Nah.
Yeah.
I wasn't afraid to pick up Thundercats, which was $10,000. I was afraid to pick up that guitar, so it had to be in the 20s.
Maybe. That's possible. Close to it, for sure.
RIP Nam.
If it opens up and you have the opportunity, would you go?
Yeah, we were talking about it at work with Paul on Chris. And I told him, oh, yeah, I've been there. And they're like, oh, we should go if we have the opportunity. Uh-huh. So I'm pretty sure with the work, they will have that opportunity. And
yeah,
they're like, oh, yeah, I'm down. So I might have to pass the torch to them, how you pass the torch to me, show them how to do it.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to go back to NAMM anytime soon.
Make sure you bring your most comfortable shorts, walking shoes, pack a couple tortas, a couple J's, a couple beers.
This one's called pan. You put that torta on that pan.
Oh,
heat
yeah.
it up. Light that bolillo up.
Speaking about Pelini right here, my boy Ranger Joe, he knows how to improvise. We once went to a concert where we took some big old fat torta sandwiches. And he's like, dude, were you eating pastrami or something?
I don't know.
He's like, oh, I can't eat this sandwich cold. This guy literally opened up the hood of a car, the engine, and started the engine and left the sandwich right there for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, something like that.
Let me tell you, the cheese was melted, guys. It worked. Hold the emissions on this side.
That's what the foil is for. Protects you from the cancer.
Yeah.
But then some might say the foil gives you cancer too.
Yeah, you never know.
That's why my grandma always told me, hey, don't use the shiny side that has cancer on it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Don't use the shiny side?
Yeah, don't let the food, like, the shiny side goes on the outside.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Huh. Never heard of that.
Yeah.
Well, it is two different colors.
Yeah, there's, like, a flat.
Yeah.
And then there's a gloss.
Yeah.
Or metallic.
Would make sense. Make it look more shinier in the refrigerator. Like, hey, don't forget about me in the back. It's leftover spaghetti.
I don't know. We gotta look that up. How do you use aluminum foil correctly?
I know. I have to look in the directions.
And I don't know. There, I swear to you, like crazy shit like that where I heard a story about this guy. I don't know who him or whatever, but I only heard. It's like this guy, he didn't want water in anything plastic.
Oh, yeah. I remember hearing. Oh, I don't know about the same guy, but hearing people like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No water in plastic.
Cancer, the BPA.
He didn't want the water to come from anything in plastic. That'd be glass.
I guess that boy's drinking a lot of Voss. Like a boss.
You know, recently, I don't know, I guess it's on topic because Pelini, he's probably vegetarian or vegan, I'm sure. That's
how I'm pretty sure with that name.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Especially only known and goes by one name.
Yeah.
Or by a word.
Yeah, Prince was probably vegetarian too, I bet you.
Yeah.
I think your boy right here might go vegetarian too for a little bit. But what I was going to say was that, about the water. Uh-huh. Now I stop, I'm like, I have this jug that I just get filled up all the time. And it's just like, I don't think I'm going to be using plastic bottles no more for.
Oh, I noticed, like, you drink, like, just what I see in 2 hours, you drink, like, 4 bottle waters.
Nah, that's exaggerating.
Okay, 3, maybe.
2.
Depends.
2. If I'm thirsty, but yeah.
Yeah. I buy those for, like, just an emergency, but at the end of the day, I'm still filling up a 5-gallon jug made out of plastic.
But then again, you have a big house, you know, a lot of people, so you kind of need that 5-gallon jug.
Yeah,
you know, I don't know. Maybe we can save that shit for another podcast, but anyways.
Yeah,
I was going to say some stuff.
So remember, guys, read the instructions of how to use aluminum foil and get back to us.
Hey, it's funny. We listened to Pelini once. We're like, hey, we got to get environmentally conscious here.
Oh, yeah.
In the cave. We can't be leaving trash in the cave.
First, people. We're going vegan. Now we'll fuck the plastic.
Yep.
I read the directions to the soap. It said rinse, lather, and repeat.
I even stopped wanting to use like Old Spice and shit like that. Like the liquid soap.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I was like, dude, this probably does have so many chemicals in it.
Yeah, chemicals.
Chemicals.
Yeah. Yeah, I just
I'm gonna borrow a soap guy now. Fuck this.
Nah, you know what I am? What I say is, hey, fuck it. If it's good enough for baby ducks, it's good enough for me. It's Dawn all the way for me.
Oh, he was Dawn. Hey, yeah. Don't that shit dry your skin though?
I'm good. I don't know. Maybe some ashy legs and knees. Some ashy ass kneecaps, but
there's a glitch in the matrix.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, fucking someone's calling me from the past.
Oh shit!
Yeah, Bruce Lee calling me. But that's what I am. If it's good enough for baby ducks and getting off all that oil, it can definitely get off all that stank and fucking nut juice all over my fucking balls.
Oh shit!
Some ball sweat. But yeah, go figure. Try it, guys. And then you smell even clean, too. You have that citrus smell.
I even got my dad right now into Tide Pods.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Because I was like, dude, Tide Pods has laundry detergent and fabric softener.
Yeah. Mind blown. Yeah. Especially at his age, he's just like, but I buy these three things all the time,
though. Do you use Tide Pods?
Sometimes.
Yeah? You like it?
Depends. Honestly, because we were washing so many big loads, it's not enough. It doesn't do a good enough job.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it doesn't? Doesn't do it?
It is. Like, it still comes out with mocos. Sometimes I blow my mocos on the inside of my shirt.
Oh.
Like, right before I'm going to change it.
That's nasty. Hey, so you need to use 2 Tide Pods?
I just use liquid soap.
Oh.
And then, we use the pods for some smaller loads.
Oh. I was like, damn, I like the way this shit makes my clothes smell.
Yeah.
All fresh.
But we like to honestly use, it's that Spanish, that Mexican one, Suave Air.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. Actually, my mom was telling me a funny story because I have this little cousin who... He's probably about 20, 21 right now, but this will always be getting in trouble and fucking pissing off my cousin. And, you know, not listening. So he actually moved out and then he went to live with my other cousin, which is her brother. And this dude, he's married, you know, he has his partner, let's say, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And so him and his partner, they're like... You think we're barely getting into this vegan and, no plastic and fuck, don't use the shiny side of the foil and I don't want to use fucking liquid soap. You know, you're getting conscious. Like, they've been on this shit where they're like, oh, no, you're not going to use that type of detergent in our machine. Like, we use all natural stuff. And he said he would go visit his mom. She's like, what the fuck? Don't you wash your clothes? Your shit fucking smells.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't give a fuck what my brother says or your uncle says. I'm going to fucking, you know, use this shit when you're all sweaty.
Yeah.
I'm just busting up.
Yeah, I don't think that natural shit will do, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you have some heavy fucking grease.
Yeah. Lavender and rosemary ain't going to cut the grease.
Nah. This eucalyptus fucking extract ain't working, son. Yeah. This ain't cutting it.
Fuck this tea tree oil.
Yeah, it ain't working, son.
Yeah, we actually made our own soap one time, and you wouldn't believe the chemicals that do go into it. Oh. Just even bar soap alone.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, the main ingredient is lye.
What is that?
It's basically like an acetone or like a stripper.
Oh.
Somebody come get her. She's dancing like a stripper. boy must be fucking wanting something.
This fool's getting robbed.
Maybe.
Aaron, I just got stabbed with another screwdriver.
I got Bruce Lee calling me from the dead. We still in that pan?
Nah, I think this is the glass bead game. You know that glass bead game, go hard?
Oh, yeah.
What happens when you play Prague in the hood? Do the people pit in the hood?
Nah.
What are they doing? Like,
what the fuck are you listening to? Yeah. It's just not bumping. Yeah. I don't even think you can, like, I think the slowest thing, I don't even know we can get away with it playing in the hood.
What could you get away with playing in the hood, you think?
Maybe some porn. Freak on the Leash album. We got Ice Cube in there. Oh. That bumps on the speaker. Morning, guys. Thank you guys for listening.
This has been Disney Channel.
And the Christian Podcast. That is the CageWallers.podcast.
Sorry, this one ain't bumping. Maybe for some, maybe not. Add some bouncy parts.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't really said power riff except that one Deftones one. I should have said it then, but
yeah.
No, that's a power riff.
It was that impulse fucking by impulse. Impulse voices.
Hey, say Mr. Wrigley.
Mr. Wrigley?
Oh, he said it!
That's
for,
easy.
For the longest time, you're all Mr. Wrigley.
Oh, yeah. Now you got that stuck in my head. Mr. Wrigley. Mr. Willie Wrigley. Oh, man. He was my favorite woodshop teacher.
Okay, Power. I hear you. Just when I was talking shit, they're like, not yet.
Yeah, I know. It's not over, dog. The weekend's about to come to an end. Get ready, guys. Hydrate. We're going back to work.
I just wanted to bring you in nice and mellow, something low-key, different. First time hearing it with you guys. Us hearing it with you. And if you don't know, check out the record. The album artwork is actually pretty sick. He uses the same one for, I think, another album that's pretty dope, too.
Yeah. Going through changes.
Yup. We got Crescent Moon vibes. We got changes. We got gongs and bongs vibes. Do you know what gaslighting means?
No. What does it mean?
We'll save it for the next episode of the podcast. We should have that segment, Cape segment. Yeah. Did you know? Did you know? I think I'm ready to go Betty bye-bye time.
Oh, I know. That's what I was going to say.
This is that one, huh? You take those two tiles and you just put this one on and kind of just like veg out for a while, like half an hour.
Yeah, this is like after that barbecue, you're just like, fuck, I ate too much today. You're just like staring up in the sky.
You ate too much tofu today?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm not done, Joe.
Oh, shit. This one is the bead game. Yeah. I like to improvise. No structure.
Oh, yeah.
No cue card. No. Just my brain.
Going through changes, Joe.
I came back. Well, all right, all right, damn. All right. That was a good ender right there. I could see that forming into the next album as we speak. Anyways, guys, thank you very much for listening and tuning in with us. We really appreciate it. And if you don't follow us on socials medias, you could check us out on Instagram at cavedwellers.podcast. You could also find us under that name on Facebook as well. Aaron, any last words?
Nah, just thank you guys for listening and tuning in to another War Vinyl Night with us, with Pelini in the oven.
Alrighty, guys. We'll see you on the next episode. Take care.
Good night.